It's time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to see and do in our fair community.
Is it a fair community now?
It's a pretty fair community.
Yeah.
You know, it's fair.
What would an unfair community be?
Probably Carrie.
So no Carrie recommendations tonight, huh? Not a sponsor.
Yeah, Carrie is not a sponsor of date night, so we can mock them incessantly.
Oh, good.
It's
yeah.
all good. Yeah.
Boo Carrie.
Yeah. Awesome. So we had the idea of UNC is taking on Clemson in the ACC championship game. So going back for a second, we always give ourselves a prompt for date night recommendations. This week we thought, okay, UNC is taking on Clemson in the ACC championship game. We've got all of these different teams in the ACC. They've whittled themselves down to two.
Right.
So it's a one versus two battle for conference supremacy, or one versus one, or whatever. So what is the equivalent of that in our community? If you're looking for a fun romantic date night activity, pick a genre or like a category of date night activity that has a clear top two in the Chapel Hill Carborough area, and pit them against each other.
This is really hard.
This was my idea.
Yeah. This is really
Which Brad has been complaining about ever since. Because such a difficult prompt.
I have a lot of things where there's like, it would be a fun like battle of eight. Or it would be a fun battle of four. But when it's a battle of two, you're going to come in, Mr. Man, and go, well, you left out so-and-so-and-so-and-so from this listing of fights, and then I've alienated two restaurants.
Okay, that's fair. So prefacing this by saying that sometimes the two teams that emerge as like the teams that make it to the championship game are not necessarily like the obvious top two.
So what you're saying is like whatever two things I say aren't the best two options in town, and I've also alienated them.
They are arguably the best two in town, but not necessarily other teams could stake a claim.
All right, I have a lot of restaurants in the area that I love and date night things in the area that I love, and I love you all. So I'm just going to start with however, Aaron is forcing
me. Thing.
Although Aaron is forcing my hand and making me pick a 1v1 battle. So
you're going to love mine.
Here we go.
Yeah.
1v1 battle.
Yeah.
Tesoro versus Osteria Giorgi for I want to have a really good, like, pasta-driven Italian experience.
All right.
In the Chapel Hill Carborough metropolitan area.
Tesoro versus Giorgi.
Yeah.
We're not counting restaurants that are based in hotels.
No. See, here you go. What did I say? As soon as I mentioned this, Aaron's going to be like, did you not remember that Il Palio's across the street? Oh, by the way, Piero, we go to like every other week. Is that also not on the list?
Well, no, Piero is not because Piero is a different like type of Italian restaurant.
This is what is crap about this prompt for a date night. But that is my gift to you right now. Tesoro, Giorgi.
Tesoro versus Giorgi.
I have an answer.
You're a Tesoro fan and I'm a Giorgi fan.
That is correct.
Yep.
Yeah, they're both
really good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Tesoro is probably a better date night.
Yes.
Giorgi is a better date night if the weather is nice and you can eat outside on the patio, because the one thing Tesoro lacks is a lot of like outdoor dining space, which Giorgi has.
Yeah. Giorgi, like, we like will go and now we just sit at the bar. Like, it's
well,
our impulse, like, fun date night thing. Like, Tesoro is a place that you plan ahead. You make sure that you've got that reservation, because it's a much more intimate dining experience, because they don't have the also bonus, you know, it's a nice day, you can sit outside.
Right.
Again, this is why this is a fun and hard prompt. But that's my first, like, 1v1 that I know that you and I would disagree on.
I tried to bank away from food and drink for this
one.
There are two really, really good bookstores in Chapel Hill, which you can go and, with that special someone, browse the stacks.
I like that.
Epilogue or Flyleaf? For a date night. Specifically for a date night.
If it's for a date night, It's going to be Epilogue.
Because they have
a little, like, tiny bar area. And you can and, like, you can sip and discuss what books you may or may not buy, like, over a hot chocolate or, you know, something a little more spirited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably correct. Flyleaf is also a really cool date night because... Epilogue has a great selection of books, but it's very, like, tailored,
yeah.
Whereas Flyleaf is a little bit more general in terms of its selection. So you can go with that special someone and browse the stacks at Flyleaf and get, like, a better sense of where each of you stands book-wise. Yeah.
And then if you expand it to be a date night and not just, like, a date event, like, you can go to, you know, Lucha Tigre, for example,
exactly.
Like, right nearby. And while there are a lot of great restaurants, like up and down Franklin Street, like the date night experiences by Flyleaf are maybe more numerous. So,
than Epilogue?
Yes. There are a lot of great restaurants in Franklin Street, and I love you all.
Okay. Fair. Because, like, Flyleaf is in like a stone's throw
yes.
of Lucha Tigre
yeah.
and Kitchen,
yeah.
whereas Epilogue. There's a lot of stuff on Franklin Street, but you do have to walk a little bit to really get to the good date night
yeah.
stuff.
And you and I talk about, like, what is a, like, date night place, and going to Sup Dogs apparently does not qualify as a good date night place, according to someone. So
You'd have to make it special in other ways.
Yeah, I'm not capable of that.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.